Kumlena Black Gemara. We're in the middle of Chanukah, and we are in Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. We're still in the middle of the subject, the argument between Chizkiah and Rav Huh. Where do you learn out that chametz is asur b'hanah on Pesach? Chizkiah says that when the Torah says don't eat, it means don't eat. Only when it says lo ye ochel, you shouldn't bring yourself to eat. That means you shouldn't have pleasure either, because selling is pleasurable, and with the money you buy food so you can eat. But all other forms of saying don't eat means only don't eat. However, Rabbi Vu says, Chizki says that only when the Torah says lo ye ochel, it means do not eat, because lo ye ochel means do not bring yourself to eat, which is by selling something as well, and include selling, and with the money you buy food. But any other form of verb, don't eat, means strictly don't eat. Rabbi Vu says that eating is pleasurable, so any form of pleasure is forbidden. So we're going through different brises and everything else. We're learning different things out, and we need to know why do we need to learn it out, or how do you learn it out. Okay, so we're up to the Gemara now. Dav Chav Gimel, Amud Aleph, about 7 lines from the top, Vahare Truma. Okay. Hare Truma, what about when it comes to Truma? The Rachmana Amar, the Torah says clearly, V'chol Zar, any stranger, Lo Yechal Kodesh, should not eat Kodesh, should not eat the Truma, which according to Rabbi Hu means you now have any pleasure from it. Yet with Tanan, we learned, we had this just recently, Gemara Erevin, Ma'arvin Lenozer, that a Nozer, even though he himself cannot drink any wine, Ma'arvin lenozer b'yayin, when it comes to an ediv, we said that you can give a nozer, can use wine as an ediv, even though he cannot drink the wine, but somebody else can. And that's good for an ediv with chum. You want to extend your chum, that's good enough. Or Yisrael b'truma, Yisrael can put aside truma, you know, at the end of 2,000 amas, even though he cannot eat from the truma, but a kohen can, and that's good enough, so it's considered food. But So we see that what? That Yisrael can benefit from Truma using it for Tchum. And you just said that whenever it says Le'yoichel, you Rav Huh said, means don't eat and don't have pleasure. How can he use it? Amar Papa, Shani Hashem, this is different. Amar Kroh says, there's an exception. And Rav Huh says that even though it says you shouldn't eat, which means don't have pleasure, but if there's an exception, if the Torah permits it, then it's all right. For example, by Truma it says, Trumaschem, it is your Truma. Shalachem Tehei, it should be your Truma. Tez already comments that we learned in Mor Erevin that you should not make an Erevit Chumen only if it's for the sake of a mitzvah. And we have a rule when it comes to mitzvahs, like we said, we're going to a wedding, to a Rebbe, to hear a share. We also learned that when it comes to a mitzvah lav lahonis, mitzvahs are not meant to have pleasure. So what's the big deal? So Tez says that maybe we're following the other opinion. That even though the Gemara didn't really make an argument out of it, that is an opinion that says you can make an Erev Chumen for whatever. And the Gemara continues, Idach. So according to Chizkiah, who says that anyway you're permitted to have benefit from Truma, because does not use the expression Lo Ye'ochel, why does he have to say Trumaschem? Trumaschem, the Chosek Gemara, the Torah, that's how the Torah speaks. Your Truma is talking to the general nation.
Can anybody hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Says the Gemara further, Hare Nazir. Okay, the other example in that Mishnah was about a Nazir. Hare Nazir. What about a Nazir? The Rachmanam, the Torah clearly says, Mechatzoni v'azog, from the skin until the pip, lo yoichol, that a Nazir is not allowed to eat any of the grapes, and he uses the expression that he shouldn't eat, which according to the Bavu means he cannot have any pleasure whatsoever. And yet, v'tanam, we learned about Nazir, the Nazir can use wine for his Erev Tchumen. You can have pleasure. Again, we have an exception. The Pasuk says, Nizroi. The Pasuk says, says all the days of his Nizroi, he shouldn't eat grapes. Nizroi means his. You have some ownership over it. That means you can have pleasure. Rav Asher says, it says in Pasuk, Kodesh is another Pasuk that sort of gives license for Nazir to have permission. It says, Kodesh year, a Nazir is considered holy. Godul perasai roshi, he has to let his hair grow. So we darshan that what is holy? Gidule Kaddish, only the growth of his hair is holy. But everything else is not holy to the sense that you can have pleasure from it. Says the Gemara, where does it say nothing else? It's just telling you. Says the Gemara, we go back to the angel answer Mazutra, because the Torah clearly says Nizroi, you have ownership. Next, Vahari Chodosh. Chodosh is the new crop. The second day of Pesach, we learned this already in the beginning of Pesachim. The second day of Pesach, we bring a certain carbon called a carbon oimer out of barley, and this carbon permits you to eat all the new crop. And it also, it's the reishis tzirchim. This is the very first produce that you cut, should be cut for the omer. And we said there's a difference between you're allowed to cut if you make a shinui, if you write for you, if you pick with your hands rather than you chop it off. And we also said that there's a difference between zdeyabal and zdeyashalchin. Zdeyabal is rainwater because that's where you'll get the grow much better, and that's where you will use the omer, so you're not allowed to cut anything before. And zdeyashalchin, you're allowed to cut before because you cannot use that those crops for your omer. But anyway, it says Chada, the Torah says lechem v'kli v'karmel lo'yseichlu adetimizeh. You shouldn't eat any of the bread and the toasted wheat and so on until this very day. It says you shouldn't eat, which means you shouldn't have any pleasure whatsoever. And yet, it says the Mishnah koit said l'shachas. You're allowed to harvest. You're allowed to harvest the crop l'shachas to if it's not 100% ready, if it'll never grow the crops, you can cut them if they're partially ready. Plus, even the full crop you're allowed to cut if you want to give it to your animal. Now, giving it to your animal is actually you're getting hana from it. You're getting pleasure. And according to Bavu, and it said in the pasuk, lo yisoichlu, it means you shouldn't have any pleasure. How can you give it to your animal? There's a machlekes if when we say give it to the animal, we're talking about only the shachas, which the crops that didn't grow full, or even full grown crop you're allowed to give to the animal before the second day of Pesach. Anyway, Omar of Shemaya, Shain, Hosom. Again, there's difference, there's a special license, Omar Kras, and Pazik, Tir Chem. Your harvest, Tir Chem Shalem, I mean, you have ownership over it, you can have some pleasure. Yehei, it should be. Either according to Chizkia, anyway, it's permitted. What do I need a Pazik tell me, Tir Chem? The same thing, Choyisol Mashmah, that's how the Torah talks. It's talking to collectively to all the Eden, he uses them plural, Tir Chem. Okay, what about Vahadi Shirotzim? You have those creeping creatures. Those the creeper crawlies, there are 8 of them that the Torah lists that are generate tumah. The Rachman of the Torah says, Sheketu, they're an abomination, and lo yochel, you should not eat it. Now, lo yochel, according to everybody, even Chizki agrees, means not only not allowed to eat it, you don't have any pleasure. Yet at Tanan, we learn, Tzayode Chaya, those people who hunt down wild animals, the oifers and birds, the dogim and fish. Shiniz damnu lehem, meaning to me, let's say you're trying to catch fish. And amongst the fish that you caught, you take these giant nets, you caught also some nakasher fish. Let's say you caught a couple of sharks amongst your tuna. Mutarin lemoichen nochin, you're allowed to sell them to a guy, you're allowed to have pleasure. You're allowed to have pleasure from treif. Now the Torah says clearly, this is my shrotzen, the shekel yachi shouldn't eat, and yet here we see it clearly that you're allowed to have treif. You're allowed to sell it and you're allowed to have pleasure. Says the Gemara, shiny hussa. Now this is really a question on everybody. Because it says lo ye ochel, so everybody should hold you not allowed to. Shani Hosom is different. Amakro lochem shalachem yehei. It should be. It says in the pasuk lochem. It says sheket yilachem. Because sheket too lo ye ochel. But in the pasuk it says also. It says in what does it say the word lochem there? It says what is it? It says sheket yilachem. It should be a sheket lachem. Of course, it says lachem means that you have ownership of it. You lost the connection again. So it says that you're allowed to have pleasure from the shkotzim, because it says the shirotzim, even though not kosher, because it says lachem. It says the gemara ihoch yisof yilchatchil nami. So why can't you? Why it says that if you happen to trap kosher fish, kosher animals, and you caught also a not kosher animal, you could sell it. If it says lachem, then lachatchili, go ahead and deal with treif. Says the Gemara, Yehachav lachatchil nami, shani hachav makro, it says yiyu, bahavosan yehei. Because it says in the pasuk yiyu, so we say that it should, it says that shekets yiyu, because it says shekets yiyu, yiyu means that it should remain the way it is. Which means that it should remain asr. So on the one hand, it is forbidden. On the other hand, it's permitted. So chatchili you shouldn't do, but if it happened, it happened. Says the Gemara. So it's a big argument here, by the way. The Tesa asks a question. So why, first of all, why are you allowed to sell horses and why are you allowed to sell tray for animals if you're not allowed, live animals? So he says, because they're not meant for eating. It's only food, eating, that the Torah forbids. Not if you're selling it for other purposes. Then he asks, why in Baba Kama we have those curses? We say that we curse. How come it says that we curse those who raise, anybody who raises a pork or pig, they get cursed. Well, the Torah says he's not allowed to. So he says, you're right, but there, what we added was a curse. The Torah doesn't curse, it just says you're not allowed to. Or the Torah says you're not allowed to. So Tosfos answers the reason, another reason why over there it says there's a curse for those people who raise chazerim is because according to, when we say it's forbidden to deal with these things, it's only talking about, sorry, when you're allowed to, is talking about when, what do you call it? When the Torah says you're not allowed to, it's talking about when you're doing for eating. But if you stop selling, raising it not for eating, but let's say you want to use it, the fats or the oil for something, then it should be allowed. And that's where the curse comes in. Big machlekes rishonim. Big machlekes rishonim, if a kosher store is allowed to sell treif. So the Rashba holds, many rishonim hold it, osam ha-Torah to sell treif. And the Rashba adds a reason which we don't have. And this is interesting because you don't normally add reasons. No, Rav Shimon Derish Time Record. He adds the reason is because you might come to eat from it. Others learn it's only midrabbanon. There's a famous taz there in chapter Kuf Yud Zayin in Yeridaya where he says if the Torah permits something, the rabbanon don't have a right to forbid, and therefore he gives a general rule. Must be that it's mahatayr, you're not allowed to sell, because if the Torah says you're allowed to, the only time you're allowed to sell treif is in nizdamnu. Nizdamnu would mean if you have a store, let's say, and you bought from a wholesaler closeout or something, and most of the products were kosher, but some of them were not kosher, that's all right. L'chatchila to buy, you're not allowed to buy. So even though we learned yesterday in the Gemara that you're allowed to sell an avela to a goy, what do you mean allowed to sell an avela to a goy? If you're not allowed to deal with treif. So there is talking about a case of nizdamnu. How did you get that avela? You have a regular animal by you, and all of a sudden it just died or something. So it's an avela. That's called nizdamnu. It happened. But not l'chatchila to go out and deal with that kind of stuff. Anyway, it's a big subject. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, So what happened? It says lo ya'achu, which means it's forbidden to have any pleasure. And then the Torah adds the word lechem to tell you, but you should have, you're allowed, you don't eat. In this case, I mean is don't eat, but you're allowed to have pleasure. L'mishayil. According to Rav Avuhu, no matter what term the Torah would have used, don't eat would have automatically included pleasure. So the Torah had to add the word lechem. But according to you, Chizkiah, the only word that means don't have pleasure is lo ya'achel. So don't use the word lo ya'achel. Use another word, and then you won't need lechem to permit it. It says to say lo ya'achel. Don't eat, not kosher. Lo ya'achel, for example. Or shkatzim, which all treifas compared to that. Don't eat, and then we would know it means only eating exclusively, nothing to do with hanah. You don't need an extra word lechem. Is umais loy lichter rachman loy ye'achav loy boy lechem. Am lechiski time dinami mahach. In fact, this is where I learned my whole halacha from, because the Torah used the word loy ye'achav, and the Torah had to then say lechem. You're allowed to. The Torah is trying to tell us something. It's extra. What do you need it for? It's trying to tell you that whenever I use the word loy ye'achav, it means don't have pleasure unless I permit it. So by chametz. It says lo ya'achel, you know that you're not allowed to have pleasure from chametz on Pesach. Am lechizki v'hari chametz. What a chametz? Rachmana, the Torah says lo ya'achel chametz, and yet we have Betanya Rabbi Yisi Hagluli. Rabbi Yisi Hagluli says toma latzma. Wonder hey chametz asa b'hano kol shiva. They're talking about chametz being asa b'hano after Pesach, not even asa b'hano during Pesach. How could Rabbi Yisi Hagluli say that? The Torah says lo ya'achel. According to chizki, whenever it says lo ya'achel, it means don't eat and don't have any pleasure from it either. There's a shiny hossam. This is different according to Rav Yosi, the Amakra. The Torah says, "V'loy yera lecha se'ir." You shouldn't see to yourself. It says lecha. Lecha means you still have some ownership. Shelecha yehei. So basically, learns it's like a permit that even though the chametz is forbidden to be eaten, but it still belongs to you. So we have three opinions in the Gemara here. We have Rav Yosi says that you're allowed to have pleasure from chametz even on Pesach. You have Rav Shimon that says you're not allowed to have pleasure on Pesach, but you're permitted to have pleasure after Pesach. And you have Rabbi Yehuda that says forbidden on Pesach and after Pesach. Rav Shimon before Pesach is a big argument. Some say Rav Shimon holds before Pesach it's also forbidden to have pleasure. And that those who say that before Pesach you're allowed to have pleasure, you're not allowed to eat. And those who say you're allowed to even eat it, because Rabbi Almor, it's a form of tashbisu. Anyway, there it says the word lecha. And the lecha means you have some ownership. That's what Rabbi Yehuda holds, even though it says le'yachol, that he holds you permitted to own, you have pleasure from the chametz, because it says lecha, your chametz. Says the Gemara, what are you talking about? We need it for Rabbanon, Shalchai Atariah. We use the word Lecha for something else altogether, that only your chametz is forbidden. Al Atariah, Shalachain, and Shalgavoy. You're allowed to see another chametz. The Pnei Yeshua has a whole discussion. Chametz, which is Hefker, which is ownerless, are you allowed to have chametz in your house if it belongs to nobody? He argues because it says only Shalachain, there has to be someone else's ownership, or gevoya hegdishes, but if it belongs to nobody, you are liable. Others say, it says only your own chametz is forbidden. Is the emphasis on the lecha or the emphasis on achedim? Anyway, either of the other one, Rabbi Yesi is right, we need lecha to tell you that only your own chametz. He says, tre lecha ksivi. It says twice the word lecha, the different psukim that says lecha, it says la'ira lecha chametz, la'ira mochi lecha. So therefore, it says la'ira lecha chametz, and says la'ira lecha sa'ir b'cho golecha. Says the Gemara is twice. Either chad ben nochri shekibash to chad ben nochri shelokibash. We had the famous base. A goy that's under your dominion and a goy that's not under your dominion. That if a goy that's not under your dominion, that his chametz, even though it's in your house, you're not liable. And then we have even a goy that's under your dominion, his chametz you're not liable. So we need them both for that. Either tlosach haksivi. Rabbi said there's actually a third lucha where it says another pasuk lo yirah lucha sorry b'chol gulecha shivas yamim. So you have three luchas, and one of them is to tell you that the chametz is still yours. You'll not have pleasure. Be'idach, what the rabbis do with the third lucha? Chad b'se'ayv, chad b'chametz. You need one for yeast, and you need one for chametz, because each one is different, and therefore they tell you that your own, your ayv, but not someone else's. You need for both. Utzricha, we need both. Why? We need all three. We need to tell you whether it's talking about chametz or whether, because if we're talking about yeast, we would say, you know why yeast? Because it's so powerful that it can cause other doughs to rise. But chametz itself, maybe there is no iser. And if we're telling you about chametz, say, oh, because chametz is edible. Yeast is not edible. So the Gemara, let us say that ketanoi, this concept of Rabavu, that word leisoichel means that not only you're not allowed to eat, you don't have any pleasure, is actually an argument of tanoim. It says in the pasuk that the fats of a not kosher animal, and of an avela, carcass, and the fats of a treif, of a domestic animal is kosher, but there's something wrong with it, this treif. And the pasuk says, "Yasel chol melacha." You can do with it whatever you want, but don't ve'echel esechlem, but do not eat it. So we dash. What do you mean chol melacha? What do you mean anyone? Just say lechem or whatever. What's the Torah trying to emphasize, stress over here? Matam lechol melacha sheyoch. I would have thought lemelech is gevaya. This is the first opinion. I would have thought lemelech is gevaya. Yehi mutar should be able to use it for the mizbeach, because we know that chaylev is brought on the mizbeach, so the mizbeach consumes chaylev. So maybe I can also do things for the mizbeach.
Hello.
Yes. Hello.
Yeah.
So the pasuk says that you can take the chaylev and the vela and do with it whatever you want. So the pasuk, the first opinion is only chol melacha. I would have thought that you can only use it for the mizbeach, because the mizbeach you're allowed to even put chaylev, which we don't normally eat. You can put it on the mizbeach, so the mizbeach can consume chaylev. So therefore, the mizbeach also can have hanar from it, and so on. So if I'm doing something for the Beis Hamikdash, for example, if I have to smear, use the fats to smear different hides or something to do for the maintenance of the Beis Hamikdash, it's all right, because you're allowed the Beis Hamikdash eats chaylev on the mizbeach. But I would have thought when it comes to an ordinary person, for us, chaylev is treif, you know, fats is treif, the treif of fats is treif, so maybe also we're not allowed to have any pleasure from it. That's why the Torah says, l'chol melacha. So I would have thought, three lines above the white lines, ma'atap, l'chol melacha, sheyochal, I would have thought, l'melech is gevoya yehemut. For the Beis Hamikdash, you can do whatever you want with the fast of melech, head yehoshu be forbidden, because we cannot eat it, we cannot pleasure time. L'chol melacha, l'chol melacha, for any word, you're a glili. Comes along, Rabbi Akiva says, no. Sheyochol, Rabbi Akiva says, no, this we're talking about the chaylev of an avela. And the chaylev of an avela is, nobody eats it. So I would have thought the melech hegyed yehetar. When it comes to an ordinary person, it's tar. Why? Because it's not really part of the nevela. It's not part of the nevela. It's not part of the flesh. And therefore, for a poor ordinary person, it's good enough. But I would have thought, when it comes to the base, you've got to be much more careful. Maybe it's considered tameh. No, it has to do with tumah v'tara, nothing to do with permitted, not permitted. Now, what's going on here? Rabbi Yosi haglil tumah tara yitzakra. He says, for tumah and tara, we don't really need a pasuk. He eats a kra. What do I need a pasuk for? The isa leheta. And I need a pasuk only to tell you whether you're allowed to or you're not allowed to. And Rabbi Akiva, he said, for Isa Veheta, I don't need a pasuk. He says, anyway, you're allowed to do with it whatever you want. Why? Because Rabbi Akiva holds, it says in the pasuk, Le Sechlu, Le Sechlu means don't eat. What does it have to do with pleasure? So Rabbi Akiva says, anyway, you're allowed to have pleasure from it. So if the Torah says that you can do the chol melacha, it must be something to do with Tuv and Tara. Rabbi Yisi Haglili learns like Rabbi Avuhu. When it says that chol means you shouldn't have any pleasure, so when it says the chol melacha, it's coming to tell you, yes, you can have pleasure. Not only the Beis Hamikdash, but even an ordinary person. So clearly, Rabbi Yisi Haglili is like Rabbi Avuhu, that chol means don't have pleasure, and that's why you need to permit it. Rabbi Akiva holds like a chizkir, like chol means don't eat it, so you don't need a special pasuk to allow you to have pleasure. It must be talking about Tuv and Tara. Ki eats a kral, Tuv and Tara. So doesn't that prove that this is the argument? My love, and Gemara spells it out. But how come this is the argument? Rabbi Yosi Haglili Sava Lo Soichlu Mashma Lo Soichlu sounds Bein Yisra Achila like Rabbi Avuhu, whether you don't eat and Bein Yisra Achila, you have pleasure. So Ki Osa Kro, when the Pasuk comes along in the Mishar, Yelo Nevela Ba'anod Osa, it comes along to permit you to what? To have pleasure. Rabbi Kiva Sava, Rabbi Kiva holds Isar Achila Mashma Isar Hanoloi Mashma. Rabbi Kiva Chizkiya holds like Rabbi Kiva that Lo Yisachlul means don't eat. So you don't need a special permit Yasal Chomelocha to have pleasure. Why shouldn't you have pleasure? Must be talking about that it's tahar. It's not part of the nevel. It's not part of the flesh of the animal. And therefore, even though the animal itself is tamei, but the fats of it is tahar. That's what Gemara wants to say. No, Rabbi Avuhu is going to tell you that everyone agrees with me that Lo'isachul means she cannot have any pleasure. So what's going on here? Yeah? Kuliyam mashma benis achil no v'hocha b'hocha v'din agmo together. Rabbi Yosi Haglili Sabri really holds when we learned yesterday that the pasuk says to a goy you sell your nevela, which means you will not have pleasure. He holds that once you that what's included in the nevela, not just the meat part of the animal, but everything else in the animal, the fats of the animal, the blood of the animal, that's all included. Therefore, Rabbi Yosi, Hutra Nevela, he Hutra, sorry, Rabbi Akiva holds that everything, Rabbi Akiva holds that when they permitted to sell the Nevela, what's included in the Nevela, the carcass, not just the flesh, but also the fats, and also the gid, the sciatic nerves, all included, everything's permitted. So I don't need a special pasuk to tell me that I can enjoy the fats. That's why it says Tum V'tara. Rabbi Yosi Haglili says when they permitted the flesh of the nevela, they did not include. So Rabbi Yosi Haglili says that the fats was not permitted, and therefore you need a special pasuk for it. But everyone agrees that when the Torah says don't eat, it means don't eat and don't have pleasure. Says the Gemara again. Rabbi Yosi Haglili saw that he holds kashrut nevela when they permitted nevela he hutra, the flesh is permitted, but chelba the gida, the fats and the sciatic nerve lo hutra was not permitted. Therefore, we need a special pasuk that you're allowed to have pleasure from the fats. If he eats a crow, leheter hanodasa. I need a pasuk to allow me the fats. Rabbi Kira holds, even though the Torah banned the fats, but because the Torah says elsewhere you're allowed to sell the nevela to a goy, you're allowed to have pleasure, and the animal, the nevela, includes the fats as well, and the gid, and the seyag nerve. Because hutu nevela, chelva the gid, and namut is all included. So the chitzik crow, so what I need a pasuk to tell me that I can use, I can have enjoy the fats? Latumba v'tara. Rabbi Yosi Haglili, you've asked a question. Okay, so we have a special permit to enjoy the fats. Because it says l'chom alocha, what's the permit? Where's the permit to enjoy the gid hanosha? Rabbi Yosi Haglili asks, can we find chayla the shadi rachmana b'hanotayde permits you? Because it says yasel l'chom alocha. El gid is adding nerve. Since it's not included in the permit to sell the nevela to a goy, how can you have pleasure from the nerve? The name of the osa is forbidden. Gemara gives two answers. Ibai seima hachinami, right? Rabbi Yosi Haglili holds the osa, you're not allowed to sell the gid hanosha, it's not included. Or ibai seima. He brings a kavuchemer. Uma chaylev, madach treif fat. She onush kares ve'eat it, you get kares. Yet muter b'hanos is permitted. You'll have pleasure. Gid she ain't onush kares. Gid has no kares. Like koshkin, surely it should be permitted to have pleasure. Now all the rishonim ask that means from now on we should say that anything which you're allowed to have pleasure, you don't get kares. So on Yom Kippur we shouldn't get kares for eating because you have pleasure or anything else. What does pleasure have to do with kares? So they're explaining, we're not talking about a general rule, we're talking about this animal. This animal itself, only the meat was permitted to sell to a goy, not the fats and the gid. But then we find a pasuk that the fats you're allowed to sell to a goy as well. The madar, the fats of this nevela, were limited to this animal. Even though you'll get kares for eating it, you're allowed to sell it and have pleasure, and then surely the gid, where there is no kares of this animal, you're also allowed to have pleasure. Says the Gemara, Rab Shimon, the Asa, Rab Shimon says, that you're not allowed to sell a gid hanosha. Ikel mifrach. What about this kavuchemer? Because he says the whole kavuchemer can be undermined. Mal chelev. You know why we're lenient with fats? There's no iser. There's no prohibition of eating fats. the same region of fast that's forbidden in a domestic animal, you can eat in a deer. So therefore, it's a weak sin, and that's why we permit you to have pleasure. Gid is forbidden everywhere, so maybe not. Taima begid shalahutim miklola itzachaya. It's not permitted by a chaya. Even though we learned yesterday that by gid, by a non-kosher animal, there's no iser of Shimon Hol, there's no iser of gid, but in a kosher animal, it's always forbidden. The edach, the other one, bebehema ka'amrinan. Bebehema means like ishtar. We're talking about a domestic animal, and a domestic animal it is forbidden. Mechdi, someone asked now a general question. I don't know what's going on here. Why have an argument if it makes absolutely no difference lahalacha? Mechdi, oisvinu kol hanikroi. We asked all these different psukim on Rabavu, vishaninu, and we answered them. So chizki Rabavu, b'may pligi. At the end of the day, what are they arguing in? What's their argument? Bechomet bepesach. They're arguing Chametz of Pesach, Ali Rabbanu, who says it's forbidden to have an o. They're arguing the source, whether it's le'yachal or not. But the end, they both agree it's forbidden to have an o. Or b'shoyd haniskel, libe hafka, b'shoyd haniskel, according to everybody, where do you learn it from? Again, chizki nafim le'yachal. Rabbavu nafim le'yachal. Who says that, you know what, Pesach, you're not have an o, because it says, we learn it because by nevela, the Torah had to permit it, but everybody else is forbidden an o. What does he do with le'yachal by Chametz? The Rambam actually learns from there, the idea of chatzishir, that you're not allowed to eat chametz less than the full amount. So mechdi, but at the end of the day, bein lamar, wherever you derive it from, asurin bahano. The halacha, the outcome is the same. So my benayah, what's the point of having an argument where the outcome is exactly the same? Says the Gemara, ike benayah, there is a difference in halacha. Chulin shenishchetu ba'azara. When chulin that was slaughtered in the courtyard, if you remember, according to Chizkia, we learn out in Le'ochel's only... His only Isur Hano, his only only place, the Midisana, everything else is permitted. So we asked, what does he do with Lakela Tashlichun Oisa? He throw this to the dog. Rabbi Huda learns from this to the dog, according to Rabbi Huda. So Rabbi Avu learns, according to Rabbi Huda, this to the dog, but everything else is forbidden, you don't have any pleasure. And we asked Chizki, what does he do with it? And he said, he uses it that any chulin, ordinary animals that you shechted in the base of Midis when you shouldn't have, that you're not permitted to throw to a dog because it's also from the Torah. And Rabbi Yehuda holds it's permitted from the Torah. So that would be the nafkamina between the two. It's a side, in other words, the whole argument there has nothing to do with lo yachol, it's a side issue. Chizki sova lo yachol lemute hani. Lo yachol is coming to tell you, only the word lo yachol, you're not allowed to have any pleasure, everything else is all right. Oyisei lemute chud lin shir razonah. What does Oyisei come to tell you? That if any chulin is shechted in the Beis HaMikdash, it's also from the Torah. Rabbi Vu is over oisel mutani. He's holding the word oisel come to tell you, but everywhere else you don't have any pleasure, including chametz and chulin shenish nazara. I don't need the word oisel to exclude chulin that's shech nazara because I hold from the Torah's perspective. It's all right. Lav da raish not my Torah. So the Gemara continues now about chametz and pesach. How do you know not having pleasure? Yosef, one of the rabbis sat before Shmuel Nachmeini. The Yosef come, but he sat there and he said, "Mashmeid Rabbi Shua, name Rabbi Shua ben Levi, menayin lechol esun shvelu." Asking you a question: how do you know that all the prohibitions, the Torah, the chehechi da'asur v'chil, how do you know that this, the Torah, when the Torah says don't eat, it also means don't have pleasure? Remember, every single case that we found the Torah says don't eat, even according to Bavu, he found a pasuk that says you're allowed to have pleasure. So the only psukim that we know that you're not allowed to have pleasure is those two we mentioned before: chametz and pesach, chesher and nishkol. How do you know that Chometz and Pesach do not have any pleasure? Remember, Chizkid says, Lo Yachol, and according to Rabavu, because by Nevela the Torah allowed it, but everywhere else you're not allowed to, or because it says, Oisai, that you give to the dog, but everywhere else you're not allowed to. Tape Begleim, Lo Yachol. So one answers, it says, Lo Yachol. Lo Yachol, Yisr Achil, so we're sorry. So it says, Lo Yachol. So you want to ask back, how do you know? Maybe Lo Yachol, if Shuba Levi said, I disagree. I hold that lo ye'ochel iser achilu mashle. Ye'ochel means don't eat. Iser hanole mashle. I don't think lo ye'ochel means don't have pleasure. So no, so how do you take no? That then you, how do you know? That you're not going to have pleasure from Chametz and Pesach. Tape glei menevela. Okay, let's learn it. So the guy said, so Shmuel Nachmeini, he was saying back, so let's learn it from Nevela. Right, the student was answering, and then he said back, okay, I'll follow the other Asab Yehuda. Let's learn from the Vela. The Torah had to permit it, but everywhere else was forbidden. No, he said, I don't like that answer, because Sova look at Rabbi Yehuda, I hold like Rabbi Yehuda, the Pasuk is not extra by the Vela at all, the Amar Dvorin Kiksovan. I need that Pasuk to tell you that to a Ger, you can only gift it. To a Goy, no gift, only sell it. Nothing to do with telling you that the rest of the Torah is forbidden to have any pleasure. So Yomar says, so the student said again, okay, Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda, Tepe Lehem Hechen of Rabbi Yehuda. So learn from the same place that Rabbi Yehuda learns out from, Lakelev Tashlichun Oisai, throw that to your dog, and everything else is forbidden. So Rabbi Shimon Levi said, no, Ksavah, he holds, Chulin Shenishchetu Ba'azara D'Raisa. I don't agree with Rabbi Huda. I hold that actually Chulin slaughtered in the courtyard is Asama Teira. So therefore, if it's Asama Teira, I need Oysoy to tell you, but don't give to the dog Chulin Zara. How do I know that Chametz is forbidden to have Ana? How do I know that Chametz is forbidden to have Ana? Says the Gemara, he'll give you a new place. The chesiv, it says the part of this, kol chattas asher yuvah medama, any chattas, a karmel chattas, if you brought the blood inside, we're talking about a chattas that was brought under Aaron Mizbeach, and by mistake, you brought the blood inside. What you do is you disqualify that blood. So any blood you bring inside, and what do you have to do? You shouldn't eat it, and you should burn it in the fire. That's what the pasuk says. L'seichu be'eish tesaref. Says the Gemara, she'ein tamal loyim be'yisodah. You don't have to tell me that you have to burn it. Umat tamal loyim be'yisodah. So why tell me you burn it? We already know from Moshe Rabbeinu when he said to Aaron, why did you burn that carbon there? Is it the blood wasn't brought inside? So we already know, but the blood was brought inside. Then it made sense what he did. So we already know that blood brought inside. You're not allowed to. You have to burn it. So what does the pasuk tell you? Mainly the goof. You don't even yourself. The chesiv it says v'hinei sodah. Says already in the pasuk that they burnt it by another via passed away by Aaron there. So now in the chalos sudan shabatayda must be that all other sudan tayda were tayda do not eat. Then it means do not eat because it deserves to be burnt. You not have any pleasure. The moment you tell me it has to be burnt means you not have any pleasure. And what are we talking about? Only chametz and sharnisko, because everywhere else the tayda said do not eat is a special permit, but you could have pleasure. Says the Gemara, if you can learn from that pasuk, says then how come we don't find that everyone agrees you have to burn chametz? Rabbi Yehuda is the one who says burn chametz. The chametz, you don't have to burn chametz. And by Shoyan Iskol, doesn't say anyway you have to burn. You may need lachil to release enough for pleasure. Ima kam b'sreifa av kol yisunin shabatei sefer. So why don't we say you have to burn it as well? On makro, here the pasuk limits it. It says if you brought the chatas inside, bo eish tis, it says you shouldn't eat it. It says in the pasuk, lechaper b'koidish. What do you mean b'koidish? Be'esh tisarif. Then it says burn fire. B'koidish b'sreifa. Only koidish you have to burn. Ain't kol isudin shebetayde b'sefer b'chametz on Pesach. You don't necessarily have to burn, or if you do, we'll see later. You learn from somewhere else, and sharnis is going to have to burn. Says the Gemara. So you're using that word b'kodesh to tell you that limiting be'esh to sort of only to kachim and not to other things. But don't we use the word b'kodesh to teach you another thing altogether? The high b'kodesh be'esh to sort of the hachid yosses. That one's coming to teach you how a boy that we need for Rab Shimon, and we need for something else. Maybe we should stop here. And we'll continue tomorrow.